Illinois prisons are now scanning most physical mail and delivering it to incarcerated people electronically to prevent drug-soaked paper from entering the facilities. That's after AXME reps and prison employees picketed across the state a year ago, demanding safer working conditions. But drugs and violence remain a serious concern inside Hill Correctional Center in Galesburg. Jane Carlson explains.
Earlier this month, there was a stabbing at Hill. The next day, there was a hostage situation in the restrictive housing unit, prompting a response from the prison's tactical unit. And the day after that, an attempted escape. Blaise Burford is president of AFSCME Local 1274. He's worked at Hill for more than a decade. He says the same issues are plaguing the prison as last year. They don't have enough staff. Disciplinary policies are not consistently enforced, and drugs continue to circulate.
When I had started, it was holy cow kind of moment, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we found drugs. And it's to the point now where when our housing units are calling for assistance, we're just like, oh yeah, well, another one is high.
Burford says it's too soon to know if scanning the mail will have an impact. He says there's been minimal training on it. Plus, legal correspondence still must be delivered as hard copies, which can be a loophole for getting fentanyl or paper soaked with roach spray inside the prison. There's already a lot of those drugs inside. Burford says in that regard, assaults on prison staff have likely increased since the statewide picket last year.
We still have a lot of staff getting liquid and other substances thrown on them due to these guys being in an altered state, being high from whatever it is they're smoking.
This spring, a person incarcerated at Hill was murdered. More recently, someone died from natural causes after being in a fight. And there's currently a prison staff member who is off work recovering from an assault. Burford says assaults on staff and violence among those incarcerated are directly tied to the drug problem and understaffing. Hill is authorized to have 200 employees. A year ago, it had 135. Now it has 141.
We have to man the housing units because that's where the individuals are at and that's where we're needed. But we don't have enough staff to put in the towers on some of the shifts on some of the days. So now we're looking at, why is it so hard? Why does it take so long to get staff hired at this facility?
There has been some progress on the hiring front statewide with the establishment of two regional satellite training academies pushed for by AFSCME. Kyle Spencer is the AFSCME staff representative for Hill. He says progress can be slow. It took years to get the mail scanners in place.
It takes a while, but with a little bit of persistence, you know, we always try to change things for the better for everybody working.
Spencer says another concern for the union is what they consider a lax disciplinary system. He says the Department of Corrections has been operating under an unapproved variance to state disciplinary rules for years.
The individuals in custody, they know that. They know the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to be in restrictive housing for maybe a week and then I'm back out. Oh, if I get over, you know, if I try to escape, I might only get 10 days in restrictive. There's almost no repercussions for the actions within the prison system right now.
Hill Correctional Center is a medium security prison that houses around 1,400 men and was at capacity as of October 1st. Spencer also takes issue with the state's system for ranking where people should serve their sentences. He says people who should be in a max security prison, like Pontiac or Menard, sometimes end up at Hill.
Somehow when it gets to Springfield, it's always overridden. And the comment usually comes up is appropriately placed. They're not listening to the people who are actually on the ground doing the work.
Spencer says prison management and state officials need to be better at listening to and sharing information with local unions and frontline staff. A new bipartisan bill will require the Department of Corrections to collect and share data on contraband found in Illinois prisons beginning in July of next year. For now, Hill remains short-staffed and tense. Blaise Burford says without more staff and more oversight, every day puts prison employees and people who are incarcerated at risk. I'm Jane Carlson.